They came by train.
No, they came on the rail, the train. And
this would have been in the 1850s then, I suppose.
Yeah, around that time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't someone tell that there at St. Paul's Church, the parsonage, they had an outside brick oven where the minister's wife baked bread. And I think my aunt came up to her and wanted inquired about somebody, and she could tell her where it was, where to go. We had an outside brick oven for baking bread.
Oh, what do you know? Mm-hmm. Then, what was the date of your grandfather's coming to this country? I think you've told me that. I believe I have it recorded, but just...
What's your thought about 1850? No.
Well, he came here in 1881, and I suppose, yeah, around 50, I suppose, he came over before he was 18, before he had to go to the Army, you know. Before that, he'd been a herring fisherman, I guess I told you that.
So in all probability, he lived in northern Germany, I suppose.
I expect.
We just about have to, I suppose, along the Baltic Sea.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh, yeah.
Brothers and sisters?
He came first, and then his dad and mother and the other brother and the other three girls, they all come to the land of opportunity.
Fortunately, it turned out that way.
Yeah.
Well, did they leave a brother behind? Most enduring, they left one behind.
Huh?
Didn't they leave any brother back there?
Oh, no,
place?
No, they all come.
I always thought they said that the oldest brother inherited the everything.
No, they sold out. He was the oldest. My grandfather was the oldest.
He led the way.
Yep.
With her sisters.
Yeah, the three.
And they came too?
They came with the folks, and the folks came.
Yes.
Yeah, they all came, the whole family come in. He sent money over, helped get them over here.
He made several trips back even to Germany.
Oh yeah, he went back to visit some of his cousins and whatnot all every once in a while.
Well, that was really unusual to make trips back. Mm-hmm. So many perhaps never got
no,
back.
No, no. No, he'd go back and see his relatives. Of course, he's used to the sea. He never gets seasick or anything. He just enjoys the trip.
A real traveler.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's used to the water, you know.
Yes. Being a fisherman by trade before.
You know, these herrings, you know, that you buy in a keg, you know, that was his business, you know. That's what they were catching, them herrings, and they sold them. We'd always buy a keg of them all the time while I was a kid here. He ought to get a couple of kegs of them herring. It just kind of reminds her of what he used to do in his boyhood days.
See, the grandparents and his Carl's parents and three generations all lived together here in this home.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, all lived here together.
So, grandfather still loved to have his herring. He made them available.
Yeah, they'd come in kegs, you know, and about two kegs a winter, and give us all herring we. Put onions with them and vinegar and stuff and pickle them like, you know, and eat them raw, you know, get in the salt, you know, kind of tenderized them, I guess. Well, you can still get these raw herrings in these smorgasbords, you know. They're raw, they never been cooked. Takes a pretty good stomach to take them.
I'm not sure whether I could make it or not. I think I could, but I mean, take it. I guess if one's used to it.
Yeah.
And mother's grandfather came from Lancaster, Ohio,